The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Brian Fancher of KLMJ in Hampton and Seth Boies with the Dickinson County News. Brian, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Thanks, Senator Grassley. First of all, I wanted to get your thoughts on the latest with the USMCA, and I know that the phase one of the China deal with the U.S. is going to be signed tomorrow. Can you give folks an update on that?
Yeah. I think in regard to China, it's just the signing. The agreement is the agreement, and we'll just have to wait to see if China, which doesn't have a very good reputation living up to the rules of international trade since they've been a member of the World Trade Organization since 1999. They've been cheaters. It's going to take a while to know if they're living up to the agreement, except maybe for agriculture. When they make a decision to buy $40 or $50 billion of agricultural products, and that's not just soybeans, but it would include all kinds of agricultural products, we're going to be able to quantify that, and we're going to know within a year, are they keeping their word or not? And I'm looking to monitor that, and I'm going to call the Chinese on it every time they don't keep their word, like you'd expect me to. In regard to USMCA, you know, this is kind of an odd referral to six or seven different committees of the Senate, because there's a little bit of this agreement that goes to commerce, a little bit of an agreement that goes to appropriations. It's very unusual because most of the time my committee has sole jurisdiction. We have primary jurisdiction. So this week, all of these other committees, we expect them to report their bill out, hopefully by Wednesday. So hopefully if it's by Wednesday, and she has not sent the articles of impeachment over to us, which has priority over everything else, we could possibly get it done before we start the trial. If she sends them over and we're in the middle or haven't started floor consideration of USMCA, then, you know, it's how long does the trial take? 1, 2, or up to 5 weeks like it did for Clinton? Then we probably won't get to it until after the trial's over. With a possible exception, but I think it's an impossible thing to hope for. We got unanimous consent that we could take it up some morning before we start the trial, always at 1 o'clock every day. Seth?
We'll stick in that vein as far as USMCA and the parallels with impeachment there. Just to get a little bit of clarification on the point, you and Senator Ernst had both said that the impeachment process was delaying that bill. If I got my dates right, the House voted to impeach on December 18th and then approved the USMCA the next day. So if you talk a little bit about more about why that delays that, if the House has it already passed and it's been introduced in the Senate, if you talk a little bit about more about that process.
Yeah. Well, we can't do anything about impeachment until it's sent over here. So you probably read the same news I did. Pelosi was trying to negotiate with Leader McConnell how he was going to handle it. She didn't like some of the things he said in the press. So she thought she could leverage not sending him over to get some agreement with him. You know, we always negotiate with the House on substance of legislation, but you never negotiate with the House. We don't tell the House how they're going to run their business. We didn't tell them. We may be individually, as senators, made public comment. We agreed or disagreed with how Pelosi was handling impeachment. But we never tried to negotiate with her that she's got to do this or that. And she can't, in the same vein, try to negotiate how the Senate should run its business. So she kept it away from the Senate for a month, almost a month now, and didn't accomplish a darn thing. So that she was just trying to negotiate. So that's the best way I can answer your question. But she didn't get it done because under the Constitution, it's pretty clear. The word S-O-L-E, the House has the sole responsibility to write articles of impeachment. And then it says the Senate has sole responsibility to try the articles of impeachment, like a trial would. We sit as a court of impeachment. Brian.
Senator, give us your latest thoughts on the situation with Iran and where that stands and where you would hope that would go in the future.
Well, I hope it goes to a point where we get a renegotiation of the Obama agreement so that they don't have nuclear capability. And I would like to see reform of their government to a more democratic approach and people having more freedom and things of that nature. But even our president hasn't said that he's trying to make regime change. I think it'd be better for the Iranian people if we had regime change. But if we could have a better agreement that Obama negotiated, that would satisfy me. Oh, and I think that that would imply that they wouldn't be using their resources through the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, the army that Soleimani led, would not be preaching terrorism around the Middle East, because through Soleimani, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard had their fingers into every terrorist activity that was going on in the Middle East, and sometimes even killing individuals in European countries, or at least attempting to kill individuals in European countries that might agree with them, their Iranian diaspora. Seth, this will have to be the last question. I've taken, given you too long of answers, so go ahead, Seth, with the last question.
We'll stick with the same subject again. Just given the complexity of the situation there in Iran with the escalations and Soleimani's death and then the Ukrainian airline that was possibly shot down in whatever situation that turns out to be, talk a little bit about the foresight that needs to be had by an administration that's dealing with Iran in this sort of political situation.
Well, we don't have diplomatic relations with them. We have to do everything through intermediary of the Swiss embassy in Tehran and the United States and at the United Nations. So it's not the best way to negotiate. But the president has made very clear that he's interested in restoring all sorts of relationships with even the existing regime there. So he's not trying to get a regime changed. So you're just trying to cut down on there being the leading disseminator of terrorist activities in the Middle East. And to some extent, you can trace it to the bombings in Buenos Aires in the 1990s. You can trace it to the bombing of embassies in East Africa. You can trace it to the death of 600 American soldiers in Iraq through IEDs. And you can trace it to the killing of one American that led us to our attack of killing the leader of the IRA. So you just want to put a stop to all that. Thank you all very much for participating.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian and Seth, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.